Well, hi guys, how are you doing? Graham here on a Saturday morning. Happy Saturday. Hey, I'm just going to give you a few update things going on in my life today, and then a few thoughts on what it means to really bring a sacrifice of praise to God. But a couple of housekeeping things. If you are new to my YouTube channel, why not hit the subscribe button somewhere down yonder? And also the share button, and share this, if you will, on any kind of social media platforms you have. Also, we have a weekly email newsletter we send out, and I'll leave this a sign-up link for that below. Great. How is your day going? Well, today is Saturday. I love Saturday. Leah is away taking photographs of people, I believe in Cape Cod this morning and somewhere else in this afternoon. I've just been for a long walk with my dog, Aggie, walking the countryside, which is always great. Walk and pray is a great discipline, something I've been doing for the last year or so, really every single day. It's a rare day I don't do that, and I really miss it when I don't do that. So that's walking and praying is a great thing. What else is going on? I'm about to go to my church, set up some things for tomorrow, and work on a message. Tomorrow I'm speaking on finding, living in, and living out the will of God for your life. And I believe this is such a, in a way, such an important thing. So many people I know love God, but they live in this twilight zone, this fuzzy, wuzzy land. They're never really sure whether they're in God's will or whether they're not, whether they're anywhere near God's will. And I believe it's not that hard to find the will of God. And I'm going to take everybody tomorrow through literally a roadmap, a criteria of identifying God's will, living, and also auto-correcting. Because I think at times we all walk in God's will and we all wander. Come on, you know who I'm talking about. No, it's all of us. We all wander at times from that. I think walking in God's will is like driving down a highway. Yet it's impossible to perfectly drive a car in a straight line. We're always auto-correcting. And I think life throws things at us. At times we can get, you know, lazy or whatever. And the issue is not being perfect. The issue is recalibrating, recorrecting as we walk on that journey with Him. So tomorrow, just speaking in the One Church in Sturbridge, and we'll be live streaming that at 10 a.m. if you're able to join us. Have a prayer meeting at 9. So yeah, hope to see you guys then. Good. Let me share something real quick with you. Hebrews 13:15 says, let us offer unto God the sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips, confessing to the power of his name or to his name. And again, real quick thought for you today, but what is the sacrifice of praise? I think we were made to praise. I think we were made to worship. I think there's something about every single believer that we will never really be who we were meant to be till we enter in, till we discover, till we, I don't, not dip our toe, but we plunge into a life of prayer and worship and praise. And I know I can relate to it in so many people because I used to be that way. I used to be a person, really, for the first 5 or 6 years of my Christian life. I loved God. I mean, I really loved Him, and I worshipped Him, if you will. We'd sing songs about God, and I was, you know, I was in the ministry. I was preaching. I was seeing people saved and healed. I had a great revelation of the power of faith, and yet I never really got worship. I never got the Mary of Bethany thing. And if I'm honest, I'd look at other people who worshipped their brains out, you know, and part of me would go, that's their personality. Or maybe they relate to God that way, and I'm a thinker, I relate to God this way, or I'm a doer, and I am a thinker, and I am a doer, but I am also a worshiper, and I believe everybody should be a worshiper. And I believe God wants to, it's funny, I've thought this through myself, and I've talked with enough people that I've learned this, that there's a bit of a battle of worship. The battle isn't with God. The battle isn't to find God. You're in heavenly places all the time. But there's a battle within our own flesh, our own mind, and I think at times probably a level of satanic or demonic opposition which tries to stop us worshiping. And I find until you break through, let me try to set this out well. I find that if I will just keep worshiping, I bring a sacrifice of praise. I worship when I don't want to. I'll just keep pushing through. God, I love you and I bless you and I worship you, even when I'm not feeling it. When I do that, it's like I'll break through to a place where I become worship, where literally worship has taken me over, where I don't have to try to worship. I have to try to not worship, where constantly this stream of worship is flowing out of me. And that's such a great place to live. And I think when you're in that place, it's actually very easy to maintain that place. But once you kind of drift back into, if I could call it normal land, where we are, you know, the things of the world are weighing us down. And then I see this every week in a church. People drag themselves into church and they're like a car running on fumes. And they try to reconnect with God. Oh yeah, God, you're real, aren't you? Oh yeah, God, you love me. Oh yeah, God, there's things in my life that don't please you. And they're trying to throw a little hand grenade of praise out there and hope it works. And I just want to encourage you today. We're all going to find ourselves at times in that place. And I believe what we've got to learn to do is bring a sacrifice of praise, is learn to praise God when we don't feel it. There was a great man of God who went to be with the Lord recently, I think about a month or so ago, called Terry Law, L-A-W. He was actually a Canadian, but he lived in the U.S. in Tulsa for most of his life. He wrote, I actually heard this guy preach. He's probably one of the first preachers who really impacted my life in about 1985. And one of the first people I'd ever really saw consistent healings flow in his life and ministry. And he wrote a book in the 80s called The Power of Praise and Worship. And I'd really encourage anybody to read that word. But quick testimony. You know, he was a missionary. He was preaching behind the Iron Curtain. This is in the 70s and 80s, the Soviet days, smuggling Bibles in, getting arrested by the KGB for the testimony of the gospel. You know, a man of God paying a price for the gospel. And once while he was in, I believe he's actually in Europe ministering, and on his way back, he's in the UK. And one night he gets a phone call at 3 a.m. from a friend in Tulsa saying, your wife and I believe one of your children has been killed in a car wreck in Tulsa. And this man, you know, flew back overnight to the U.S. and, you know, kind of on autopilot, went through the things you've got to do when somebody dies, funeral homes, burial service, celebration, you know, all of his preacher friends came. And he just sank into a depression. And frankly, at an experiential level, his relationship with God was just non-existent. I don't mean he wasn't saved. I just mean he lost all of the joy. His wife's dead. His child's dead. And part of him was, it's like there was a cry in his heart. God, I'm risking my life for you in Russia. Why didn't you protect my kids? And one day, Oral Roberts, the guy who started Oral Roberts Ministry, the healing evangelist, came to him. He was a friend of his. And he said, Terry Law, he said, young man, go home. Get on your knees and start worshiping God. And Terry Law said, why? I've got nothing to worship God for. And Oral Roberts said, just go and do it. Don't feel it. Go and do it. And Terry Law tells the story of going home, getting on his knees, saying, God, I worship you. And he's, you know, with a dry mouth, feeling nothing. And then with Satan laughing at him, saying, your wife's dead. Your children are dead. Why are you worshiping God? And yet Terry Law like kept pushing through, God, I worship you, God, I worship you. And he said he felt like a drowning man when suddenly, like a life, you know, ring, whatever those things are called, a buoyancy ring, a life raft, if you will, this verse came to him, Psalm 42:1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will be in my mouth. And it's like he began saying that, saying, God, I'm going to worship you. I'm going to give you a sacrifice of praise, not because I feel like it, not because everything's going hoorah in my life, but because you are God and you're worth it. And he said he stood there, kneeled there, whatever, you know, for an hour or two, worshiping on willpower, sacrifice of praise, worshiping through his pain. I think Kenneth Copeland once said, like a plane, sometimes you've got to taxi through your own smoke before you can take off. And it's like worshiping. And Terry Law would tell the story of how he, you know, at an emotional level, got completely healed from grief in one morning by worshiping until literally the spirit of prophecy came upon him and God was worshiping through him If that messes with your brain, it's a biblical concept. It takes the Spirit of God in us to worship God. And he worshiped, and he ended up prophesying to his own soul, prophesying to his own emotions, telling his emotions, get back into line, come back into line, and began prophesying into his future. So no matter what your day is today, and you might have a great day, you might have a difficult day, probably like most of us, you've got a bunch of great things and some tough things and some boring things and some usual things going on. My encouragement to you today is worship. Bring God a sacrifice of praise. David said in 2 Samuel 23:23. Thanks, Lord. He said, I won't offer God a sacrifice that costs me nothing. Think about that. I won't offer to God a sacrifice that costs me nothing. And God actually wants you at times, wants your own soul to bring him a sacrifice of praise. Boom. Guys, remember, it's good to hear the word of God, but living on a rock is when we hear the word of God and we act upon the word of God. When you act upon the word of God, you activate the word of God, I like to say. So why not do some of that today? And I am cheering you on wherever you're at. Hey, drop me a line, drop me a comment wherever you're watching this. Share it if you will. And I hope to see you soon in the plan of the Lord. Thanks for watching, guys. Bye for now.